Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, the money. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Hustle in the evening, hustle in the morning. Fucking at the midnight, bottle service going on. See, these ladies wanna join us, cause these bitches know we ballin'. And they wanna feel important. Fucking models, we'll just join them. They gon' pass them like a joint, pass them to my boys, pack them like a morning. And if you were still employed, you can not afford, you would have a bullshit. Throwing up and down the coast, in a hundred gold, valet back to Florida. I can hear the money calling, don't it make a nigga gorgeous? And I've been sexy with them, with them, Mr. Intercontinental. I'm a G and I'm a gentleman. What I give up is diddly, diddly, diddly. Come and G with me a little. We rollin' 20 in a rhythm. We rollin' 20 in a rhythm. Smokin' out like a chimney, chimney, chimney. Nigga, I'm superb, I know. Like I've been a bird, I don't see the cover. So the dragon skin is on, and a nigga thrown. Cruisin' for the conflict. Throwin' fatty on the flow, fatty on them goals. Let them know we rollin'. But if you think you really want it, yeah, if you think you're ready for it, just sit down on the seat and get out on the scene. Get down with a G. You're sitting in the lap of luxury. Don't you want the life of luxury? That's where you're supposed to be, babe.
Sit down on the seat.
Right next to me.
Get out on the scene. Get down with a G.
You're chilling in the lap of luxury. Don't you want the life of
luxury?
What a fucking hater, bitch, I'm bottled like a nigga. Fucking then you make a headline, get you faded like a fader. We were serving like some hits, fucking like Jamaicans. Now the food is on the table, and I keep my feet back on the table. Nigga in and out of town, I'ma raise around, I'ma hold it down for ya. But it's out of heaven now, watch the money bounce, I'll be riding down on ya. Yo, bitch, out of here for now, check the lost and found, get the in about them. Cause your hoe be fucking around, and she'll be spitting it out. And I'm possessing with him, with her, Mr. Intercontinental. I'm a G and I'm a gentleman, what I get at is diddly, diddly, diddly. Come and chill with me a little bit, we're rolling 20 in a rhythm. We're rolling 20. I'm gonna get a riddle. Jimmy rolling that shit. I don't do shit. Nigga, I'm superb, I know. Like I've been a pro, but I don't see the coming. So we keep the twist on. Got his rockets going. Pushing with the cover. Throwing 30 on the floor. 30 on them holes. Let them know we rolling. Girl, if you think you really want it. Girl, if you think you're ready for it. Just sit down on the seat and get out on the scene. Get down with a G. You're sitting in the lap of luxury. Don't you want the life of luxury? That's where you're supposed to be.
Yo. Hey, y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series, bringing y'all nothing but the dopest in the land. Tonight we got a special guest all the way from Milwaukee, well, by way of Milwaukee, R&B, soul, man, the brother mixes masterful music for your eardrums. One who stood on the shoulders of giants is now a Goliath in his own right. Lottie Dottie's debut album, Inspired, it's called Inspired, the first installment in the singer, songwriter, musicians, arranger, Fine Wine Collection is the collection. All right. What's going on, Lottie Dottie?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
Man, pretty good, dog. Pretty good, man. I'm really feeling a new album. I heard it on YouTube, on your Reverb Nation. Very soulful, very inspiring. That's the title, Inspired.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Once you get into your background, man, just see how you're feeling over there.
Yeah, man, you know, just a cat that's been working for a while, you know. Finally got a chance to put out my own project, but, you know, I've been working for about 10, 15 years now, just around the A, around New York, around Miami, a little Alabama, and L.A., but now I finally got a chance to put myself out there, so it's always better when you got ownership, so that's what this whole thing is about, you know, fine wine takes time, so we finally got that brew up and we're ready to put it out there.
Word, man. So how would you describe your genre or style, because I know you do a mixture of everything from hip hop, dancehall, reggae, gospel, R&B, soul, all of that.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, you know, we as a people, we just make music. So I mean, this is just another variation. This is just good black people music. I call it roots and soul. You know, it's culture music, but it's called roots and soul. That's what I label it as. I mean, I see what a lot of hip hop is going to today. It really sounds real yachty, and it's a beautiful thing. It's giving a lot of respect to the culture, but to look at how everything is going in the Caribbean right now, you would be hard pressed to find, you know, a TOK song or something like that you couldn't just automatically just throw in a rotation and make it sound hot right now with anything in hip hop. So I'm just putting out that roots and that soul music. I'm singing, I'm crooning, but I'm writing them hip hop lyrics. That's all it is.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hear inspired the song, and it sounds more on the R&B side, you know, the soul side, like Tank or Shaheen, Raheem Devine.
Shout out to my homies. Shout out to the boys.
But then when you listen to LOL, which we just played, Life of Luxury, it's more of a trap feel. It's more of a new age feel. What exactly will we get with the new album, Inspired?
This right here, this first one, this just shows you where I'm at with it, honestly. This first one is like having a flight of different tequila shots. Really fine wine, I could put it in different types of wine. I don't know if you're a wine connoisseur or a wine drinker, but you know, this one right here will be having like a Chardonnay next to a Sauvignon Blanc, and then having like a Wurz Tremina, then having a Malbec, and then a Dark Zin at the end. You gotta have that full gambit. You gotta be able to do things full circle. Math go from zero all the way back to zero, just like a cipher. And that's what I'm doing with this project right here. This first one is to show you I'm not the one-dimensional artist. However you're trying to take it, I can get there with you. I mean, this is all from the heart. Every single song I'm writing, like Inspired, it's a title track about my whole life. You know what I mean? I'm happy to be able to even put out an album. But, what can
so this
I say?
The first in the collection of fine wine, right?
Oh, yeah, I got 6-7 ready to go right now.
Oh, okay, we're going to drop them back-to-back-to-back, hit them with it?
Yeah, I'm about to put out another one in about a month. I got the volume 2 for that, and I'm about to label these all like wines. So I got the volume 2 for that coming up real shortly. So I'm going to hit you back with it so you can peep it. This one's going to be real smooth, though. This is going to be some of that suit tie.
Word, man. So I want to play the title track, Inspired. I want you to go ahead and introduce it. We go ahead and bump that.
For sure. Yeah. Appreciate y'all for listening. This is Lottie Dottie. And please be inspired by this. Inspired to be a higher you. Yeah.
Everything got dreams for, I found in you.
course you are in me. Of course you are in me. My source of energy. And I'm so with you.
Big up, thank you, thank you.
That's like one of those love making music like songs, man. Just
man
what you say the motto was?
That's my hip hop right there. That's the roots of that's roots of soul right there.
Roots
that
of
ain't
soul.
Nothing but heartfelt. Yeah.
Word, man, yeah. That right there. That inspired is grown people music right there.
Man.
Where can they get that
work,
at,
you know,
man?
She saved my life. Man, right now, you can get that on Reverb Nation. You can get that on Spotify. You can get it on everything except for damn Pandora. But, you know, it's basically out there everywhere you can stream it. You can download it everywhere. It's all good. Honestly, YouTube. What? Apple, Tidal.
All it really do is probably just
whatever.
Gotta Google Lottie Dottie inspired and all of the songs will pop up, right?
It'll be there for you. It's real cheap too.
For the low.
Yeah.
Hey brother, you touched lightly on the inspiration behind that song Inspired. So who's that dedicated to?
Man, that's dedicated to the wifey, you know. She changed my life, you know. Used to be living out of suitcases, going town to town, and, you know, being able to have stability, have somebody that was rocking, that'll rock with you, you know, that's
right.
That means more than you can realize. And sometimes you just got to open your eyes to it, like straight up. Like I said, you know, I gave up the game for you, changed for you, no problem. That's what I did. They grow up and man up sometimes.
Mm. Yeah, man, that's some real music. I like the story behind it, all of that. I want to know, like, about how did you come up in music? Like, how did you, like, at what point did you decide, I need to go for this?
Man, this, bro, I ain't going to be in love. And I've been doing music my whole life. Like, well, I started singing when I was 3 years old. Like, yeah, in Milwaukee, there's not you know how it is. There's just not a lot of opportunities. So I grew up in a church. My whole family grew up like the Jackson Five, you know. Every single Sunday, you know, we singing at a church, get the offering in order to live for the week, and, you know, I'm doing the lead song, you know. So I have music in my bones since 3. Man, I just left the house at 18 with a keyboard and a backpack and went to the A and did everything I could to make it happen. You know, I had a bunch of people in my walls. I'm like, I'm going to be like them. Same people I said I'm going to be like, I end up bumping into and learning after and training under. So it was a beautiful situation for me. But now, again, I don't need the crutches no more. It's time for me to get out here and do it for myself.
Yes, sir. And how did that name come about, Lottie Dottie?
Ah, man. You're going to love this one. I got that name. I got that from the Uptown case, man. I mean, let's see. My uncle is the one that coined it, Lottie, but the one that co-signed it, Dana Dane with Fame, Gordy Groove, and the one and only Slick Rick.
Lottie Dottie, we like to party. Don't talk trouble.
That Slick co-sign, I'm the only one he can say Slick co-sign the name. He know I'm Lottie. Yeah, I'm the only real one. Not D-A-D-I.
You talking about Slick Rick co-signed that for you?
That is correct.
What?
At Gordy Groove House.
Oh, man. How you know him?
Man, I met him through my homies when I was staying up there doing a lot of work. I was riding around with B-Scott and a couple of cats and ended up just, you know, bobbing on the street. Ended up meeting Gordy. Ended up meeting Dana Dane, and we went straight to the lab. And next thing you know, they called a bunch of cats up on the phone and woo, woo, woo. I was like, okay, man. He really is like it. After about 40 minutes going in, they're like, okay, you deserve a name.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing.
I got some stories, man. I need to.
Say it one more time.
I'm telling you, I got some stories for you. Man, I'm telling you, we can go back.
So, I mean, that's what we're here for, but we already covered the past. So now, the present, we got the fine wine collections that you drop in probably on a monthly or quarterly basis, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll put out a single, then I'll put out an album. So every 2 months, you're going to get one single, then you'll get 13 tracks to go with it.
Word. And so I guess we should just check, like, just stay in tune with you, like, on your Twitter and your Facebook. At Lottie.
Yeah, exactly. Hit me up if you, man. I'm telling you, my whole thing is I go song to song. I go song for song with your favorite R&B artist. Anybody you think that might be able to do
it?
You, I flip it for it. I'll flip it for you. Just go ahead and tell me what you want done. I work fast. I do this. So you
I
know,
hear the movement, man.
I chose
these two songs to play. For a specific reason, you hear Life of Luxury, which is one style of soul, R&B, hip-hop that is on a different spectrum from Inspired. Both are just beyond dope, you know? So you're definitely doing your thing, man. I could actually say, just based on these two songs and hearing the album myself, that definitely some of the dopest music out there right now. So congrats to you, man.
I appreciate that.
For doing your thing, most definitely.
All right, man. I appreciate that. I really do. I mean a lot. That's the only reason I do it for.
So what's going on next, like, down the road? You got any events coming up or anything else we should look for outside of the music?
Oh, man, pots and pans, man. I call it doing the dishes, you know. I tell you when I got them things, like, you know, in the drying phase right now. I can tell you this, I'm getting more pickup and I'm getting more spins right now in the Caribbean a lot with a couple of the more Yachty joints you heard. But honestly, if you got anybody that's tech geeks out there, you're going to just be watching out for a couple of apps I got coming up pretty soon. That's what I do. I'm a software engineer. You know, you got to be a boss and have something else that you can do beyond the music, because this ain't going to pay your bills. But it's still fun to do.
Of course. So hit them with your Twitters, all of your contact, so we can stay in tune and so everybody can join the movement.
Man, for sure. You get me on Twitter at Lottie Dottie, LADIDADDI. Lottie Dottie. I'm a Lottie Dottie on everything. I had the name forever, and if somebody had it before me, I took it from them. So you can't miss me. If you need to get at me, you can email me too. I will respond. FT.LADIDALE. Code Lottie Dale. @gmail. Hit me up.
All right, and y'all make sure to check out the single Inspired. It's going to be across the USA Blog Network within a few days. So definitely check him up, hit him up on there. We'll have his Twitter and all his information on there as well. Man, salute to you once again, brother. I really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness Interview Series and telling your story, man.
Man, I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all, we're going to get on out of here. We're going to go out. We're going to play it again. We're going to play it again because it's so dope, man. We're going to hit him with
Select
that time. Life of Luxury.
Select time.
We out of here.
Yeah, big up.
Big up.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Hustling in the evening, hustling in the morning. Fucking after midnight, bottle service going on. See, these ladies wanna join us, cause these bitches know we ballin'. And they wanna feel important. Fucking models, we'll just join them. Then I'll pass them like a joint, pass them to my boys, pack them like a morning. And if you were still employed, you can not afford, you will not abortion. Throwing up and down the coast, in a run of gold, valley back to Florida. I can hear the money calling, don't it make a nigga gorgeous? And I've been sexy with them, with them. Mr. Intercontinental, I'm a G and I'm a gentleman. What I give a bitch diddly diddly diddly. Come and G with me a little. We rollin' 20 in a rhythm. We rollin' 20 in a rhythm. So good I like a chillity, chillity, chillity. Nigga, I'm super paranoid, like I've been a bull, and I don't see the cumber. So the dragon skin is on, and a nigga grown, cruising for the conflict. Throwin' fatty on the floor, fatty on them goals, let them know we rollin'. But if you think you really want it, yeah, if you think you're ready for it.
Just sit down on the seat and get out on the scene. Get down with a G. You're sitting in the lap of luxury. Don't you want the life of luxury? It's where you're supposed to be.